The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.
Hello and welcome to The Common Good. This is Hannah Flohr, and today I am joined by two Girl Scouts and two Girl Scout leaders. Do you guys all want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Natalie Bertagnoli.
I'm Sarah Hofstetter.
Linda Slatt.
I'm Elisa Tolkachova.
All right, thanks for being here. And just to clarify, Linda Slatt and Sarah Hansen Hofstetter are the Girl Scout leaders. And the Girl Scouts, in case the voices didn't make this clear, the Girl Scouts are Natalie and Elisa. Thank you all for being here. I wanted to start off by just asking you a little bit about what the mission of the Girl Scouts is. And maybe Linda or Sarah, one of you could take this.
Well, the Girl Scouts has a mission statement. Girl Scouts builds girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place.
How do they go about doing that?
Well, they have what they call the Girl Scout Leadership Journey, and it's a whole bunch of things. There's all different ways that girls can experience Girl Scouts today, but the way that most people are familiar with is through troops. And so in Petersburg, we've traditionally had 6 or 7 troops every year. And they're usually divided by age level, but since the pandemic, we've had to consolidate some grades, and so we have a few troops today that have multiple grade levels in them. And then each troop, it's girl-led. Girl Scouts is girl-led or intended to be girl-led. Each troop, after it's formed, gets together, and the girls talk about what their interests are, what they would like to do as Girl Scouts. The thing that usually attracts girls to Girl Scouts in the first place is the chance to have fun with their peers in an all-girl setting and to go camping and to sell cookies. And then once they get in, they find that there's many other opportunities to explore their interest in many different ways.
And I had planned to ask both about being in an all-girl environment and also selling cookies later on in the conversation. But I'm curious what other opportunities girls find once they get into Girl Scouts.
Well, there are all kinds of activities that troops can engage in to earn badges or fun patches. There are many different opportunities for travel for girls that are a little bit older, and the opportunities for community service are endless, and community service is kind of a core value of Girl Scouts, and so when we travel or we engage in all kinds of activities, we try to think about what can we do to benefit the community.
And that's a really beautiful segue into one of the reasons that I specifically ask you in today is because the four of you, along with one other Girl Scout, all just took a trip to Nome. And Sarah, I think you were one of the people organizing that trip. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it and also about the other Girl Scout who's not here at the moment?
Sure. I'm missing Hannah at the moment. She's still in Nome with her dad, and they're still scampering up the hills and whatnot. We, as a troop, have talked a lot about horses, and we're very interested in going to a horse camp of sorts, and had reached out in several directions to make connections with people who had horses. But for one reason or another, there wasn't a strong connection there until I noticed that there was a possibility in Nome. And so I was born in Nome, and it's a very special place to my family. My son was born there, and Hannah would have been born there, but she was born in Anchorage. So we raised the kids there for 12 years. And when I saw that there was now a horse ranch there that offered riding opportunities, I thought, well, why don't we try Nome? Because it's such a wonderful piece of Alaska that is so different than Petersburg. And I was really excited to bring people from here there.
And Linda, you were saying that Girl Scouts, the troops, are girl-led and really reflect the interest of the members of the troops. So that means Alisa and Natalie, you guys are probably interested in horses.
Well, when we first joined, me and Hannah were very interested in horses, and we kind of just kept with that over the years.
What about you, Alisa?
I didn't have, like, a really big interest in horses, but when I went to the ranch and got to actually, like, see the horses and, like, be around them, I think I like them now.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it's like on that ranch?
Well, there's 4 horses, and you can feed them. There's also chickens. There's also 3 cats and 3 dogs that just run around. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because none of the animals, like, try to fight with each other, and they all just kind of live together.
All the animals are just like one big family, and it's really cool to see how they live together.
I loved, we would be, you know, gathering around the horses, and then out of the corner of my eye, I'd see Alisa coming up with another cat in her arms. It was so cute. And she would just be petting the cat and petting the cat. And then a little while later, she'd come up with a different cat. They're all like these long-haired cats, just in very, you know, slight variations. And they're just so cute. So anyway, it was really fun. It seemed like a little slice of heaven with the little teeny... There were 2 tiny dogs and 1 medium-sized dog, and then all these chickens, and then chickens would follow you around kind of like a dog, and, you know, just little voices, little chicken voices, and the cats didn't make much noise at all. But they, like, the horses were really comfortable with the dogs, and the dogs were comfortable with the horses, and the chickens were comfortable with the horses, and the dogs were comfortable with the cats, and the cats were comfortable with the chickens. It was just... It was wild and loving. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, so you went to the stables to spend time with the horses. What was the sort of overarching goal of the trip besides spending time with the horses? Was there a service element as well?
That was our overarching goal, was to give the girls the opportunity to spend time with the horses. And while we were there, we were able to help with the open house that the stables has every year. And the timing was actually kind of, well, very good, because the owner had recently had an accident. She was nursing broken ribs, and she needed a lot of help with physical labor to pull off the open house, and that's what we were able to help with.
She was used to having her partner Jacob there, but Jacob was off getting a training, a very, very specific training for horse hooves on how to trim them. And so again, it was just the right time for us to be there to help her do a community event.
Natalie and Alisa, do you feel like you learned anything at this? Do you feel like you learned anything on this trip that you're going to take with you into the future?
I guess we learned how to take care of horses if we ever have horses in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing we learned. How to do.
And do you feel like being in that particular environment made you think about things differently in any way?
A bit. It helps me kind of, I don't know, get to know other people's lifestyles better, like living on a ranch or a farm.
She taught us a lot about getting on the horses and, like, brushing them, so it's nice to know how to do that if we ever see a horse again.
Do you think you'll ever see a horse again?
Probably.
Do you hope so?
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about how both of you got involved in Girl Scouts in the beginning. How old were you when you started scouting?
It was 5 years ago, so I was, like, 9 at the time. And Sarah's daughter, Hannah. I was friends with her at the time, so she got me into it. And I kind of, like, kept with it. And through COVID, we didn't get to meet much, so we just started meeting again this year.
What is it about Girl Scouts that kept you going?
I really liked, like, selling cookies and just being able to get together and have great opportunities, like, going up to Nome.
What about you, Elisa?
I joined a bit later, I think, in sixth grade. And the reason why I joined is because most of my friends were doing it. So I was like, oh, I want to hang out with them there. So I just joined. And it's been very, very fun.
Natalie, I think you mentioned the cookies. We have to talk about Girl Scout cookies. Do you like the cookies? Do you like selling the cookies? What part of the cookies are you most excited about?
I like selling cookies to people, just seeing how much they love the cookies, but I also like getting the cookies also.
What about you, troop leaders? How do you feel about the Girl Scout cookies?
Well, I have to say it's not my favorite thing about Girl Scouts. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened during the pandemic is that we became the location for all of the cookies. And, like, my son would, like, every day be like, I bought another box of Samoas, you know? So it was a habit, you know?
When you say you became the location, you mean your own personal house?
Yes. Our house had piles and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes, you know, so we were, like, you know, storing the cookies. And so it was just really funny. I mean, just trying to keep track of how many boxes my son was buying for several different reasons, you know.
What about you, Linda?
Well, the cookies, it's one of the most well-known Girl Scout traditions. It's kind of what Girl Scouts is known for. And I do like the cookie sale program in the way that it helps girls gain new skills, entrepreneurial skills. I like watching them develop confidence when they approach people to sell cookies. And it also provides an opportunity for our troop to raise money for things like troop travel. So, I think that I guess the Girl Scout Cookies is one of the organization's brands, and so it makes Girl Scouts easily recognizable, and it connects us with the community in terms of people will walk up to you on the street and ask you when the cookies are coming in, not to forget them when we do our pre-sales. So it's just something that really Girl Scouts is known for, and it helps us connect with the community. I will say it is a lot of work for all the volunteers involved in the program. There's a lot of inventory handling that takes place behind the scenes, but it's all for the girls, and so it's just another opportunity for the girls to develop skills and connect with the community.
One thing that I really do like about the Girl Scout cookies is that if you personally don't want to have a lot of Girl Scout cookies, you can buy them, or, you know, buy them for other people.
That's always an option for people who want to support Girl Scouts, but they don't really want to buy the cookies. They can donate boxes of cookies, and then we deliver them to a chosen organization in the community.
What sorts of organizations do they often go to?
Well, let's see. Each troop picks their own organization. Places like Mountain View Manor, the fire department is a real popular one, the police department, the medical center. Who else have we donated cookies to?
It was great that we got to donate some to the medical center during, you know, the beginning of COVID, when it was just really shocking to everyone and how hard they were working up there to be prepared for whatever was going to happen. So I was happy we could do that.
During the pandemic, our troop donated cookies to Humanity in Progress for their food program.
And again, that's called Gift of Caring, for anybody who wants to inquire about that.
Yes.
Okay, I want to do a rapid fire round. Uh-oh. About Girl Scout cookies. So I want to hear real quick everybody's favorite. Just tell me favorite kind of cookie.
I like Lemon Ups.
Samoa's used to be my favorite, but I've switched over to Adventure Falls, which is a fairly new one. I love it.
Thin Mints.
My favorite used to be Samoa, but now mine are Thin Mints.
Okay, least favorite.
Don't have one.
The new Raspberry Rally that came out this year, I didn't care for that one.
I'm going to trust Linda on that. Maybe I wouldn't like the Raspberry Rally.
I don't really don't like any of them. They're all good in their own ways.
Very diplomatic answer. And then I hear that many people prefer to eat the Thin Mints frozen as opposed to room temperature. So I want to hear frozen or room temp for the Thin Mints.
I've never had them frozen.
What about you, Linda?
It's all good.
I would like to try them frozen on an ice cream cake.
I love them frozen. That's how I eat them.
All right. Lots of new things to try with Girl Scout cookies and Thin Mints specifically. So, Linda, in the beginning, you mentioned that one of the benefits of Girl Scouts is that girls get to play and have all sorts of activities just among other girls. Can we talk a little bit about why that's beneficial?
Well, I think that one of the goals of Girl Scouts is to help girls develop and retain confidence. And I think it's easier for them in an all-girl environment. Maybe not just at one event, but at a series of events and experiences over the years. Hopefully, girls who stay in Girl Scouts retain their confidence more than they would if they didn't have those experiences. Why? I don't know. That's a complicated question. But girls just need their own space, really, to feel comfortable expressing their opinions, being leaders, sharing their ideas. And Girl Scouts provides that environment for them.
One thing that we discussed over time was how if they had started Girl Scouts in Daisies, like a little girl, and then the way that cliques form over time, or, you know, friendship groups and whatnot, those, if the girls stay together from, you know, Daisies until they're Girl Scouts, what's the oldest group of Girl Scouts?
Ambassador.
Ambassador. If they stay through all that time, there's, the barriers of what a clique is or a friendship group can be dissolved, because what you are together is a Girl Scout from the beginning. So that makes me really happy for the girls that they could know each other in that confident space together their whole growing time. I hope that for them.
So before we close out, I want to hear a little bit more about this trip to Nome, because that sounds like something that is really distinct from anything that you would get to do here in Petersburg. So can you guys tell me a little bit more about all of the things that you got up to when you were there?
During COVID, I stayed with Sarah for a while, and we did a resin project with beach glass. And that beach glass she got from Nome, so when we were in Nome, we got to go on the beach and find beach glass, and I think it was very special because I got to do a project with them, and now I got to find them and have it of my own.
So you had the beach glass from a project that you did during COVID, and then you got to actually go to the place where the beach glass had been and find more.
Yeah.
Alisa, do you want to talk a little bit more about the trip to Nome?
Well, we went to restaurants that have food that Petersburg doesn't have, so that was very nice.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about getting to have experiences and see how other people lived in other places, and Petersburg doesn't have a lot to offer with. We have wonderful things to offer with food, but not a lot of variety. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what you had?
Well, I had a seaweed salad, which I haven't had in 6 years, so that was very good. And I also had sushi for 3 days in a row, so that was also very good.
What are you guys going to remember most about your time in Nome?
The beautiful view, and it was also really cool to see the historical things. Like, we got to see White Alice and the gold dredges. But I'm also going to take away the horses and getting to hang out with them or, like, be around them in their area.
You said White Alice. What is that?
The White Alice communication site. It was an Air Force communication site during World War II. There were 80 of them, I guess, all across the state. And there are these giant arrays of antenna-like structures. I don't know the technical term, but most of them have been dismantled. However, the one in Nome is still standing because the city bought it because they didn't want to see it destroyed. It's not functional anymore. They all went out of service in the 60s or 70s. But it sits on this hill overlooking the city, and it's apparently a beloved landmark, and we were able to drive up close to it and scrambled up the hill and walked around up there, and it's just beautiful scenery, and it was a fun scramble. It was a part of the tundra that was real rocky, and so it wasn't wet. It was dry, and it was crunchy with all of the crowberry plants and lingonberry plants going all the way up the hill. And so that was a nice trip that we side trip that we took when we were sightseeing.
What about you two? What are you going to take away from this trip?
I love Nome so much, and getting to take community members from Petersburg there and seeing that they loved it as much as I did, you know, that it wasn't just a fantasy for me just because I was born there, you know, but actually that they loved it too, and that they were amazed by it, which I really wanted to share that. And the more I showed them, the more I wanted to show them. And that scampering up the hillside there to White Alice that Linda was just talking about was also one of my favorite parts, because we just went off trail. We just went up the hill, and the scent of the Logan, wait, I can't remember the name of the tundra tea right now.
Labrador tea.
Mm-hmm. Linda's daughter was also there too, Laura Slatt. And I picked up the Labrador tea, and I said, "This smell reminds me of my mother on her back when she was picking berries." And Laura said, "It reminds me of you too, Mom." She was talking about Linda. So anyway, it was just, it was really fun to hear everybody's comments about, "I can see everything, and there's no trees here. It's so open." And, you know, just being able to see the water and the sky touch is still amazing to me, and it was really cool to see it through others' eyes also.
Well, thank you all for coming in today to talk to me about this. And if folks are interested in joining the Girl Scouts, how do they go about that?
Well, they can contact me, or they can go to girlscoutsalaska.org and join there. 518-0798. That's my number.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Common Good on KFSK is brought to you by the Petersburg Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. The Petersburg Community Foundation is devoted to improving the lives of the young, the elderly, and vulnerable populations, as well as creating recreation, education, and safety programs. The Petersburg Community Foundation, making grants to local nonprofits through a permanent endowment. More information at petersburgcf.org.